The last type of production then is mass production. So this is continuous production of a large quantity of identical goods. It's very highly automated, so we're going to use an awful lot of machines for this, for example, producing pens and paper clips. Because of the long runs, production usually remains the same for long periods. It's usually used by companies who need to produce large quantities for a large market. So it's the same thing that's going to be produced all the time. It's not going to be like batch production where we do it in different batches and then change things up. So the advantage is then reduce the cost and the selling price. So it's the same thing going to be produced all the time. Production is not going to be stopped. So there's going to be no downtime. Disadvantages. Heavy financial investment. So we have to invest heavily in your machinery that you're going to use. And then we need to have somebody who's going to keep that machinery running all the time. So you're going to have maintenance staff making sure that the downtime is not going to affect our orders. Breakdowns in one part of the assembly line may result in holdups. So depending if you've got a assembly line going, that you need this product before you can do the next part and the next part and the next part. For example, making a car. If a part of that breaks down, well, then there's going to be holdup on the rest of the stations. And third disadvantage, staff morale can decline if the work is repetitive. So if you're doing the same thing day in, day out, depending on the type of employee, they might get demotivated because they're not being challenged. So that is your mass production and your advantages and disadvantages of it.